This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio. Here we talk about the whole fun world of new media. Audio, video, blogging, social media, apps, you name it. We talk about it here on the New Media Minute on Reinvention Radio. I'm joined by the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Hello, Mary Goulet. Richie Otey.
Teach me something new.
I got to do what now? Oh, teach us something.
Something new.
Yeah, I'm going to try. And White holding it down there in the studio. What's up, my brother? All right. So, man, so much going on, as always, in the world of technology and new media specifically. I don't think that we can we can't ignore what just happened a couple of days ago on that billion-dollar spaceship in the middle of Northern California. Have we seen that billion-plus-dollar spaceship in the middle of California? You know what I'm talking about, right? That round, circular spaceship of sorts.
I got nothing.
The Apple campus, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an unbelievable facility. So they held their first event there in the Steve Jobs Theater. And, I mean, we have to give credit where credit is due. New media and everything that's going on in this world. I mean, we can attribute certainly a lot of what's going on in the podcasting world to what Apple has done to embrace this whole concept of audio and access to audio and so on. I mean, once Apple introduced podcasts to their iOS, and specifically, you know, through the podcasting icon, I mean, it really did change the face of this whole medium. We can't deny that. They named it.
As my understanding, the iPod, right?
Yeah.
And it was a broadcast to the pod, so it became a podcast, is my understanding of the story. Adam Curry, MTV, so on and so forth.
Yeah, Adam's one of the original guys to jump into that world for sure. So, man, they are just I can't even get my arms around what this new phone is going to do that they introduced. I'm sure, Richie, you've jumped into this a little bit, but I mean, when you look at the Apple iPhone, I think it's the 8 or the iPhone X, right? I think they've got those two different models. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how that affects this whole world of new media, because that piece of technology, that $1,000 computer that you'll be putting into your pocket, I mean, it's a pretty amazing device. Have you had a chance, Mary? Have you seen it?
No.
Richie, have you?
I heard a little bit about it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, I mean, from facial recognition, right, which is, so instead of unlocking your phone as you currently do now, facial recognition is one of the things that will be kicking into the new iPhone. So you literally just look at the damn thing and it knows it's you, which is scary in and of itself. I mean, we were talking about Alexa earlier.
So someone can take your phone, let's say you get the phone.
And you die and they put it in front of
your
face.
You're asleep and I go like this and unlock your phone.
That's a really good question. You know, there's a thing right there. So I will
give me your password.
This.
Give me your face.
Well,
and would Conor McGregor be recognized the day after a fight by his own phone?
Right. And if you take off that beard, what happens? Right. I mean, you grow a long beard and you shave that thing.
Bad hair day.
They got it.
Well, I mean, to that end, it's like, I don't like talking about these kinds of things, but I mean, it's been known where somebody will cut off a thumb to be able to use a device because you can open that device based on the fingerprint. So
that's why I say locks keep honest people honest. A crook's going to get through a lock no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but
face off. Now we have your phone. You've seen that movie,
right?
Where
you
just
put
don't
else's
do
face
things
on.
Worth
yes.
getting your thumb cut off for.
Ooh, right. I know. So you can be successful, but to a point.
Right.
So if you get to the point where you're at risk for losing your thumb, you're probably too successful. So you got to go. You just want to kind of like reel it back in a little bit. So that's success. Great. Too much success. Not so good. So that's
instead
like,
of a bodyguard, you have a face guard or a thumb guard.
Or a thumb guard, right? You put your thumb in like one of those chastity locks so nobody can get that thing off.
It's got like with the facial recognition, there's so many other things you can do with it. Like you can pick an emoji now and make that emoji go onto your face. And literally when you could say a message
in that emoji.
And that emoji
yeah.
will say it and literally move, and it'll sound like there's Mary mm-hmm. talking, you know. Mm-hmm.
So is this a good thing or is this a not a good thing, this new phone and its right. capabilities? I thought I heard controversy around it.
Well, you know, I mean, I think like anything else, there's always going to be both sides of the story. And when you look back, it's like if it's kind of it's a really interesting slice of society where we can almost see what society was like based on the phones that people were using. You know, you think back on those big brick phones, right?
The
you know,
Gordon like Gecko.
The, right? Yeah, like the big brick phones. Saturday Night Live, you know, obviously did some skits around that. And then they took it the opposite way and did like the world's tiniest little phone, mm-hmm. like little flip phone on your thumb, right? I mean, like they've done silly things with that.
Now we're going big again.
Well, going bigger again, for sure. But it is interesting to see how, as technology evolves and the different devices that we use, how it reflects actually what's taking place in the world, how it's almost a direct reflection of where we are in that moment of time. So, I mean, yes, are there people who are going to say it does too much? And should we get to the point of having so many things on this one device? I don't know. I mean, that's certainly a debate that we can have, but I will say this in terms of when you think about video, right, and being able to literally have a high-definition studio in your pocket and to be able to shoot high-definition videos with really good quality sound, I mean, this literally put that whole industry on notice when those first cameras came out. And now the camera and the different lighting and everything else that they have in this device, I mean, that's about as close to a professional studio in your pocket as you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done with the different cameras and the different lighting and so on.
It's awesome. So now people can just work on talent.
So now they can, right? Well, see, yeah, now you are exposed for who you truly are. We can see it all in high def. So
what's your opinion, Richard, about the phone?
I love the damn thing. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I got all, but there's so many. I'm just a gadget geek because I think you can't stop technology anyway. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so if you don't want to embrace it, move to Nebraska and start doing a farm or something, because you're just
how's that working for you, Wade? Are we going back to that? Are we going back to the farms in the Midwest there? No,
nothing yeah. against it either. We need the food, right? I'm not talking yeah. trash. Yeah. It's just if it worries you, don't participate. Mm-hmm. And watch what happens when you don't participate, though, because it's not going to stop because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But let me throw in, it's like I tell business people, go, oh, I'm not on Twitter. It's like, no, you're on Twitter. You're just not participating, but you're on Twitter. So, yeah, embrace technology or get run over by it.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's really interesting how our society is we're insatiable. I mean, mm-hmm. we are insatiable when it comes to technology. It's like we always want the biggest, we always want the best, we always want the newest, we always want the fastest. We all, you know, and so
instant
on.
Gratification and
instant gratification for sure. So, what they did in that campus there, in terms of the creation, it's a very interesting model, if you will, to look at ingenuity. And how, no matter what you do in this space, as I've said for a long time now, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You simply have to paint the wheel your own color. And I think Apple's done a really good job of that in terms of listening to their people, in terms of creating these new technologies. And if they can get $1,000 a phone, you know, all the power to them. But there's a lot to be said for, I think, the old quote of, you know, if Henry Ford had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses, right? So it's like there's a lot to be said for just following, to Mary's terms, you know, following your gut and creating something that complements what is really, you know, what comes most naturally to you and what puts the most fire in your soul. So I applaud them. I think it's a very cool device. It'll be really interesting to see how it's embraced. Yeah, Richie.
I just wonder, in spirit of Don Miguel, if number 9 feels is taking it personally.
Yeah, perhaps. All right, my friends. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.